This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Away from the primary elections, of which there are many, but none bigger, perhaps, than the city of Pittsburgh. And joining us is incumbent Mayor Ed Gainey. Mayor, good morning. Mayor, how have you been? You're coming down a long stretch here as you get ready for this election. So 1 week out, what's left to say?
You know, Larry, I feel good. I appreciate the opportunity to speak this morning. You know, we're still getting our word out about, you know, the incredible work we've done in my first term, and we look forward to continue to talk about housing, public safety, the NFL draft. You know, we're proud of our record. No more failing bridges. We're proud of the record that we put forth. So we're going to continue to talk about it all the way up to the day of election.
And as you know, the back and forth with you and Corey O'Connor, we appreciate, by the way, you being in studio last Thursday for our debate here at KDKA. That said,
I appreciate it. It was nice.
What is the most important and pressing issue that you see with this city moving forward?
Housing. We know that through the last 8 years, we've lost an incredible amount of people due to gentrification in the city. And, you know, we need housing. We need affordable housing. We need to make sure that we're moving people back into the city. And our agenda will continue to focus in my second term is how we keep Pittsburgh home, because we know housing is an extremely important issue in this region. And if we're going to stabilize our neighborhood, we have to do it through housing.
One of the issues that keeps coming up is the concern about crime downtown. What is the status from your eyes in the mayor's office as it sits today?
Yeah, the crime downtown has decreased. There's no question about it. When you talk to the restaurants that's downtown, they'll tell you every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday packed. You talk to the Arts and Cultural District. But in order to really change the perception, you have to build more housing downtown. You have to get more people on the streets downtown. If you look at other cities, the investments they're making in their downtown corridor is housing. And we have to do the same. We have to be laser focused. Like right now, the $600 million we got from the state over 10 years, when we know we're going to do 7 conversions, turning real estate commercial space into affordable housing, we have to continue to build a neighborhood downtown, and then that way we'll have more people on the streets, and we're on our way to doing that.
That said, there are 90 neighborhoods, as you're acutely aware, in the city of Pittsburgh. So what are you doing for people outside of downtown?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I was proud of that has not been done is that we got 12 low-income tax credit deals to build affordable housing all throughout the community. We just done one in Allentown using the affordable housing bond money that we got to be able to fill the gap there. We're getting ready to break ground in Homewood. We got $50 million working with Congresswoman Summer Lee to do Bedford's Dwellings. We've done City's Edge. We've also worked with the Beacon Group, and we've done putting money in the Lechie School. We got one down on the Mall Wharf. So that's what we've been doing in neighborhoods and in downtown to continue to build housing that's affordable for everybody. We are investing our money not only in downtown, but in our neighborhoods. And that's the difference. And we, you know, and I'll be honest, we've been able to accomplish this in 3 years. And, you know, that's more than any administration has done in the last 20. And that's why we're proud of the record.
We're with Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey on KDKA. Mayor, this subject keeps coming up. Public Works and the challenges of under-budgeted and broken-down equipment. What is the status of that, and what will you do moving forward?
Yeah, you know, you as they came out in the paper on another news outlet, that my administration has spent more money on our Public Works, Department of Public Works, and our fleet than it has been invested in 2 decades. My opponent knows that. He was on council for decades. The Department of Public Works had been underfunded when it came to getting trucks and things of that sort. In the last 3 years, we've invested $40 million in our fleet. We bought 121 fleet, and that's only a small caption of what we need. But when you went two decades, without investing properly into our Department of Public Works and fleet, you know, that's why they're in the condition that they're in. But we have invested over the last, in 2023, we've invested $40 million to get our fleet back up. So we're continuing to invest in our fleet, and we're turning the corner now. Before, we wasn't investing in our fleet. Now we are.
Mayor, if you're reelected, do you believe there is progress to be made with the nonprofits in this city, or is it irreparable?
I believe there will be progress that will be made. We will continue. Listen, 37% of our property is tax exempt. You know, the hardworking taxpayers of this city pay their fair share. They pay their fair share. And we want to make sure that the nonprofits is paying their fair share. And we will continue to work until we get an agreement with the nonprofits to pay their fair share. There's no reason why we have to put the burden of the tax bill on the residents. We need our nonprofits to pay our fair share. And Larry, let me be honest, it's not about what they want to pay, because the taxpayer of the city, they don't get an opportunity to determine what tax they want to pay. They have to pay taxes, and we believe that in the pilot program, our nonprofits should have to pay taxes so we can invest in our public safety like police, fire, and EMS, so we can invest in our roads and our bridges, so we can invest in our fleet that serve this city every single day. So we will continue the work to have an agreement in place from our nonprofits to help move the city forward. The only way we're going to move the city forward is if we come together as a unit, but we can't allow people to dictate what they'll pay and what they won't. So that's another, you know, that's another difference between me and my opponent. My opponent, he agreed with the lawsuit. Then when he started getting in the donations from UPMC executives and board members, he changed his tune. We will not change our tune. We believe that in order for us to have a city for all, everybody must play their part.
And that said, in the final minute, Mayor, your pitch to voters, you have to energize the voting base for next Tuesday's primary. What's your final word?
On May 20th, vote for Ed Gainey, and we can continue to make this a city for all. We can continue to invest in affordable housing, stabilizing our neighborhoods, making sure that we're not gentrifying, but we're bringing people back into the community, creating a safe neighborhood where we reduce homicides by 33%, continuing to move property out of the land bank and getting it back on the tax rolls, continue to invest in own PGH so that we can create more and more homeowners, make sure that our budget is good, $4 million surplus. We got a bond rating increase from our bond rating agencies, lowest unemployment in the Southwest PA, the NFL draft, 12 low-income tax credit deals to be able to invest in our community, $600 million for downtown development. We will continue to bring the investment here that demonstrates job growth in our region. And I'm very proud of the work that we've done. And I'm asking everybody on May 20th to vote for Ed Gainey for mayor for reelection. And I'll promise I'll continue to go to work for you.
Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey, appreciate your time and accessibility, Mayor. Thank you and good luck. And we welcome our own Tamara Rush, direct from our newsroom. What's trending, T?
The greatest basketball, the GOAT of all time.
Michael Jordan.
Yes! Are you excited? He joins NBC.
He's going to be part of their
contributor. Yes!
Well, that's
I'm
a
so
big
excited.
Deal.
Yes!
How did they con him out of retirement? I guess money.
Money will bring you out, right? So, yeah, that's and people on social media are excited. People are saying the GOAT is definitely playing one more season before he retires. People think that he's going to come back. I don't know about that, but
probably could.
He could. I mean, hey, you see what's happening. People are saying it's the three-point you know, all you have to do is shoot threes and you in there. You're good. No one plays basketball anymore.
Technology, you know, they could get artificial intelligence and, I don't know, figure out.
Yeah, people are saying, I'm sure he'll be better than LeBron if he were playing. People are saying that. Some people are saying the greatest NBA player of all time. People are saying they are excited. This is big. This is huge. We love him. It's great to see him. So, you know, people are excited about that.
They need a little boost, something different,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Then, watch it. It's like, it's kind of bland. Let's throw something against the wall and see if it's sticking. It did. It stuck with Michael.
All right.
Jamie Lee Curtis is firing back at the Zuckerberg. Yeah.
What did Mark Zuckerberg, who created Facebook?
She blasts Mark Zuckerberg over AI-generated commercial using her likeness without consent. So she messaged Zuck and said, it comes to this at Zuck. Hi, we have never met. My name is Jamie Lee Curtis, and I have gone through every proper channel to ask you and your team to take down this totally AI fake commercial that I didn't authorize, agree to, or endorse.
This is going to be a issue that's not going away.
Yeah. I mean, we had talked a little bit about this yesterday and I brought it up to you. People can do the same thing with you guys. You're in the media, your voice, you, Marty, Colin. People can use your likeness and make money off of it. And people believe it. That's the most interesting thing about it. People just believe what they see.
Well, we talk about this every day, and more, if you rely solely on social media, you're misinformed.
Yeah, but that's all that they have. People aren't walking around, Larry, with computers. They're walking around with a little phone that you can get more information in a matter of minutes or seconds, and people just see it and don't do their due diligence, don't look it up, don't search. And then a lot of things that are happening now, people are biased on this network, of course not, we're not here. But, you know, people believe, you know, but they believe what they see and read and hear. No one does any, they don't look deep, no one does a search. I mean, it's just take a couple of seconds to do that. But we are in a space now where people just believe everything. And I think it's going to be...
I'll give you a really good example. Aaron Rodgers... Somebody reported over the weekend that he had joined Neville, the golf club.
Right.
And that turned out not to be true. But all these people believed it, meaning if he's going to join a golf club, he's going to play here, right?
Right.
Then today, just for fun, tongue in cheek, someone put out, they saw Aaron Rodgers at Giant Eagle signing up for his Perks card. And they had a picture. But
something like Neville Wood, not too many people. That could be a possibility. But Giant Eagle, nothing against Giant Eagle. I have my
Perks.
Hey. But I'm just saying, I mean, I don't know. Social media is crazy. And then we transition to Rihanna. She posts her kids for Mother's Day and she posts their name, RZA and Riot Rose, and people start coming for her, talking about how horrible the baby's names are. And then she shot back at the one who sent the message, and her name was Tatiana.
Where's she
from? And there
from?
You go.
Tatiana.
Bust
all right,
Tatiana.
That's what's trending with T.
Yes.
Thank you, T.
You're welcome.
All right. And last half hour, promised to bring you the story of this hostage release, the American from Gaza. CBS's Tom Hansen.
It says that Adnan has had his first conversation with his mother.
Seeing was believing in Adnan Alexander's hometown in New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
New Jersey.
Let's go!
Hundreds of people watched Israeli TV as Hamas handed him over to the Red Cross, ending 584 days in captivity. In Israel, this was the scene when Alexander's family witnessed the same moment.
When you saw that image on the screen, what went through your mind?
It's just happiness. Like, it's not over, but it feels like we've gotten past the biggest hump.
Hours later, mother and son were reunited. Ben Esser and Michael Leshner went to Tenafly High School with Alexander.
Is this the Idan that you guys know and have known for so many years? Did he look the same?
It's honestly just incredible that he is alive. He's truly a fighter and he's an incredible person. But looking at him, you know, he definitely looks, you know, much thinner. He looks a lot more pale than when, you know, he left, for sure.
Alexander, who holds American and Israeli citizenship, moved to Israel to serve in the Israel Defense Forces. He was stationed near the border with Gaza when Hamas attacked and was taken hostage.
What is the first thing that you're going to do or say when Idan gets back here?
Welcome home and give him the biggest hug that he's ever received in his life. Squeeze him so hard and tell him that we love him.
The Alexander family is still figuring out when they will return to the United States. Idan is currently undergoing medical treatment at a hospital in Tel Aviv. There are believed to be 58 hostages still in Gaza, nearly two dozen of them still believed to be alive. Tom Hanson, CBS News, Tenafly, New Jersey.
Boy, when you see his family and him being reunited since October 7th, 2 years ago. From the PJ Morning Show, Larry Richard and a welcomed guest. His name, Thomas West. His aim is to be the mayor of Pittsburgh, running on the Republican ticket. And he joins us live on the Big K Morning Show. Thomas, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right for a Tuesday.
Great.
Week away from the primary. And people may want to know, why does a successful 48-year-old businessman from Highland Park running a men's clothing store called Trim in Lawrenceville want to be the mayor of Pittsburgh?
Because I see the promise that this city has. I see the possibilities that this city has. And I've seen it firsthand from many people across the city. And we can do so much better. We just aren't doing it. And I feel like I want to take Pittsburgh to the next level and make us competitive on a national scale again. We haven't been competitive for a very long time, and I feel like the families in the city of Pittsburgh and businesses in the city of Pittsburgh deserve a lot better.
And for those that don't know, you come to us from Greene County originally almost 25 years ago, but you spent time as a television news producer for WPXI and WTAE, so you have seen a lot of the good, the bad, and the ugly of the city.
I have. At being a TV news producer, you know, it was part of my job and, you know, keeping elected officials accountable. But not only that, but seeing where we've faltered, seeing promises that were made and not kept. And I feel like I wanted to get involved in this because I got frustrated. I got frustrated while I was working in TV news, but then I wanted to become an entrepreneur. And I was like, where can I be an entrepreneur? And what do I want to open? And I decided after 15 years of being in TV news, that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to take that risk and be out there. And so I've seen, yes, like you said, I've seen the ups and I've seen the downs. And I've also seen for many, too many years, complacency and not a competitive spirit anymore, definitely in city government. So when I've seen all this throughout the 15 years, now 11 years of owning my own business, I thought, you know, I can sit here and complain about things. I can hear the complaints, or I can jump in and actually do something about it. So that's what I did. I jumped in and I was like, here I am. You know, I have my message. I have my competitiveness coming through. And so I wanted to get involved and, you know, help change the city, the future of the city of Pittsburgh.
We're with Thomas West, a Republican candidate for mayor in the city of Pittsburgh. He's battling Tony Moreno, former Pittsburgh police officer. That said, you know the history in this town. And for those that don't know, in a primary, you can only vote inside your party. So this is a Republican vote against Tony first in a primary. That said, there hasn't been a Republican mayor since the 30s. So it's an uphill battle. What makes you think you have a chance?
Well, I think from talking to people, people are just, they're fed up. And this is from across the political spectrum. And when they get fed up, they just leave the city of Pittsburgh. And we've been seeing that in a mass exodus since 1960. So what I think is, I think people, we're at a moment right now where people, they know that things aren't working. They've seen it not work for too long. And I feel like, just for example, I've had Democrats come to me and say, hey, I'm registering as a Republican so that I can vote for you in the primary. I've also, just yesterday, I got a phone call from somebody who said, would it count if I'm a Democrat, but I vote Republican? Would it count if I wrote your name in on the Democrat ticket? And I'm like, no, that's not how it works. But there's a lot of frustration out there, and I'm seeing it every day. And the support that I'm getting from across the political spectrum is fantastic. I didn't know what to expect getting into it, but I feel like we're at a point right now that we can take Pittsburgh in a new dynamic direction where we can sit there and say, our best days are ahead of us. And I think people are seeing that. People want that. They're tired of what has been. They're tired of all the failing policies. They're tired of taxpayers, you know, being attacked all the time. Like if you have failed policies, city government just lays it on the taxpayer because of their failed policies. So I think there's an energy that I've not seen in the city before. And that's why I think we have a good chance putting up a big battle coming up in the November election.
We're with Thomas West. And if you should not get the mayor's seat or win the primary, will you explore other opportunities to be a public servant too?
It's so funny. So I did not set out to be a politician. I just was a frustrated taxpayer and a frustrated business owner. And I just got into this race because I think I can make a difference in the city of Pittsburgh. And I've been asked that question from friends. I've been asked that question from people I don't know. And I didn't set out to be a politician. I literally just want to get in this to make a difference. And, you know, I have a successful business in Lawrenceville. You know, so I, right now my focus is on the primary and then the general election. You know, I'm a religious person. I feel like I'm on a path set out for me. Wherever that takes me, I'm not sure. But what I would say is there's an energy in this city that I've not felt before. And like I said, I did not get into this for name recognition. I just got into this because I want to make a difference as a frustrated taxpayer and as a frustrated business owner.
We appreciate your time this morning, Thomas. 1 week till the primary. Best of luck.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Thomas West, Republican candidate for mayor. And coming up, we will hear the challenger, Corey O'Connor, to Ed Gainey next. Hey, morning show. We welcome Allegheny County Controller, who wants to be the mayor of the city of Pittsburgh, Corey O'Connor. 1 week till the primary. Corey, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm tired.
It's been a road, I know, back and forth and a long journey, but by next Tuesday night, we'll know. And for those that don't know, we just mentioned you can only vote inside your party in a primary. So this is a Democratic battle in your case. And there hasn't been a Republican mayor since the 30s. So in all intents and purposes, this is it. And Corey, thinking about this job, what is the most important change that you would make if you're elected mayor? Lose Corey?
With the public.
Go ahead, hello? Corey. Start over again. We lost you for just a moment. Hello? Thank you.
Oh,
we got
sorry.
You.
No, I think, you know, transparency is definitely number one, and stability in government. You know, we have to be transparent with the public. We're sleepwalking into another financial crisis. The public has every right to know about that. And, you know, we know this is a phantom budget just to get through, you know, the next week of an election. So we have to be transparent, not only on that, but transparent with public safety, transparent with how many actual housing units we're building. You know, that's one thing that, you know, being the county controller, transparency is everything to all of us. You need to know where your tax dollars are going and how we're spending them so they affect the most people and help more and more people across this city. And right now, that's definitely lacking in this administration.
And for those that don't know, exactly, a controller is really a watchdog, in your case, for the county, correct? And that means you know what the numbers are.
Correct. And I think, you know, the scary part is, you know, for the last couple of years, I've been, you know, signaling about the financial crisis in the county. And now you're seeing the same trends in the city. And I was on council when we worked to fight to get out of Act 47 so that we had the ability to pay our employees more money. And in the last 3 years since I've been gone, it's spend, 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 higher, higher, higher. And that's how you get back into a deficit without growth. I think if you were going to ask me number two, it's got to be growth. There's got to be opportunities, creating new jobs, creating new companies in this city. You know, we had the debate last week with you, asked the mayor about three companies that want to locate in Pittsburgh, couldn't name one. And I think, you know, for me, it's going to be calling the small businesses that are here, the new entrepreneurs that are here, helping them to expand, but then also take Pittsburgh again nationally and globally, reaching out to companies because we have land and we have space. And that takes leadership to do that because we have to grow our tax base again. And we're not seeing that right now.
What is your plan to make downtown a safer place?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, number one is the comfort level downtown. So, you know, we have to have a full-time chief of police so that our officers know where they're going to be deployed each and every day. But then it comes down to vibrancy, you know, making sure that these empty spaces aren't being wasted. You know, we have empty buildings all over downtown. And yes, we can do some conversions to housing, but not every building can be built for housing. So we have to look outside the box to reuse these spaces. Can we use them for light manufacturing? Can we use them for clean energy? Can we also offer them to our young artists and musicians who can use that space, let's say on a Wednesday afternoon, to create a vibe, a buzz, working with partners like Point Park who want to expand downtown? Imagine bringing 300 new students into downtown with Point Park. That's huge. And then it also goes to helping our most needy. You know, when people walk downtown and they see individuals who are struggling, you know, they're concerned and they want people to get help. And, you know, the other day, a couple of times we go to shelters across this county, and I went to one where we went to a veteran shelter. A guy I see every day at the county, he's an employee of the county, was in the shelter. And these are people that impact us each and every day, and we don't realize it because we're not providing the support that those individuals need to get back on their feet. What we're doing now, moving people around, is not actually solving the root cause of this. We have to look at mental health, drug and alcohol addiction, and we're currently doing an audit in my office right now on those things, and bridging those gaps in services so that our most needy actually get support, not just for a day, but for long-term support. And those are the things that you do right away if you become the mayor.
How you feeling 1 week out from the primary, Corey?
Oh, I feel good. My wife had to go out of town for work, so I have both kids, and they are going to make a lot of campaign stops this evening. I can tell you that much.
Well, we appreciate your accessibility, and thank you for the time today. Good luck a week from now.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Corey O'Connor, who is the candidate right currently, the Allegheny County Comptroller, wants to be the next mayor of Pittsburgh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.